The Staring Game, written and read by Insane Songbird. Now. Hazel eyes were fixed on Jensen as he fidgeted in the uncomfortable plastic chair he was tied to. The rope that was wound tightly around his wrists stung from him trying to free his hands for what felt like days, although, objectively, it could have been no longer than a few hours. He wasn't sure if the man sitting opposite him had even blinked since they had been dragged in here and left to stew until their captors decided what to do with them. His companion was just staring, and that gave Jensen the creeps. Large hands were closed into tight fists, and a pearl of sweat was collecting on his scalp, growing until it slid down a tan face. "Dude, stop staring!" Jensen snapped with annoyance written all over his face. How had he ended up tied to a chair while being ogled by a crazy person? 3 weeks earlier. Rich people have servants for everything. There were chauffeurs to drive the cars, cooks to prepare the meals, sitters for children and dogs, maids to take care of their houses, and personal trainers to take care of their bodies. Jensen was pretty sure that the composition of the staff varied from household to household, depending on individual needs, and since he was a personal trainer who attended a lot of very rich clients in their homes, he had seen quite a bit of crazy stuff, because apparently money makes for eccentricity. Hence, it wasn't much of a shock when his latest client, Brenda, told him that the weird smell of incense from the living room came from her mother consulting with a psychic in the study. People who had studies and sitting rooms and sunrooms and actually had the need to title every room in their house because there were so many and the living room 1, 2 and 3 was just not sufficient, had long since proven to do a lot of things that he and the normal working population might find a waste of money and time. Well, his clients had both, and so they could indulge in whatever they thought would kill the time until their next appointment with their plastic surgeon. Jensen was aware of just how superficial people were, and he had no illusions that he would be making any close to as much money as he was if he hadn't been as good-looking, even without the muscles he got from working out for several hours every day. When Brenda was all flushed and sweaty, Jensen started packing up the small amount of equipment he'd brought along so he could get home, pop open a beer, and kick back on the couch. He might forbid his clients such luxuries, but they expected him to be cruel and against all tasty food and drink, so he just did his job, telling them to not drink any alcohol and to eat vegetarian. It didn't mean he did so himself, and he was pretty sure that most of his clients enjoyed their T-bone steaks just a little bit more because of the knowledge that they really shouldn't have it. This was a service industry, and Jensen was good at what he did. The door to the illustrious sitting room opened, and Jensen couldn't help his grin when he saw a young man step out. He was tall, with broad shoulders and longish brown hair that clung unruly around hazel eyes. The guy was more lean than hunky, but he definitely took good care of himself. He probably preferred real sport to bench pressing, Jensen's professional eye told him. As the young man was accompanied by the lady of the house and there didn't seem that anybody else had been in the room with them, Jensen wondered if the kid really was a psychic, or if that was an excuse for something a lot more scandalous. Somehow he doubted the latter, though. He took a moment to check out the guy's clothing while closing the zipper on the duffel bag he had been filling. There was an abundance of bright colors and patterns that might make any person with a sense of fashion cry. The only thing that was not colored was the white wife beater that stretched over a muscled chest underneath an open pink and turquoise Hawaiian-style shirt. On the white fabric lay two necklaces, one made of colorful beads and ending in a pendant that looked a lot like an Indian dreamcatcher, complete with a feather dangling from its middle. The other was a plain silver chain with several pendants hanging on the end, overlapping and making it hard to see what each of them were. Tall guy was wearing flip-flops and green and yellow striped boat shorts that clashed terribly with the shirt and the red and purple leather ribbons that were wrapped around his wrists. The whole look was finished by a bandana of navy blue that sat on his hat, but miraculously did nothing to keep his bangs away from his eyes. All in all, the man looked like a colorblind hippie surfer, or a mentally challenged person who thought they could connect to spirits and speak to the dead. Too bad, he was awfully hot too. Now. He didn't even blink when Jensen snapped at him, instead clenching his jaw shut, his eyes stayed focused on Jensen's chest.
"Shh! Don't distract me!"
he whispered, and Jensen only rolled his eyes at the concentration the other man exuded while doing nothing.
"What the hell are you doing? Concentrating?
On what?"
"I'm trying to loosen your bonds."
"You're fucking kidding me, right?"
"Great.
Fucking great." 48 hours earlier. It seemed that the psychic had worked his way into Brenda's mother's weekly schedule, because every time Jensen would come by, the man who had introduced himself as Jared the last time they crossed paths would be there too. From what Jensen could tell from the few minutes he had seen the man so far, Jared was not one of those gloomy psychics who would claim to feel the pain of the dead and foresee bad things happening. Instead, he was always grinning and always staring. When the door to the sitting room opened once more, allowing Jensen a free view of Jared in his latest collection of bright colors and nauseating patterns, he didn't even have to look to know that Jensen was staring at him with intense eyes. But today, instead of leaving with a short nod and friendly comment, Jared stayed and cocked his head at the personal trainer, who looked around himself for a moment to see if there was anything amiss. "I can give you a ride if you want," Jared said with his usual smile, hands buried deep in the pockets of his shorts. Jensen answered with a small apologetic smile of his own.
"I got my car outside, but thanks for offering." It wasn't like he'd say no to Jared if the guy asked him out, because he was definitely Jensen's type and didn't seem half as crazy as most psychics he'd met so far, if one ignored the hideous sense of fashion. But he had his car outside and couldn't leave it there. Jared answered with a shrug before leaving, giving Jensen and Brenda a short wave of goodbye. 10 minutes later, Jensen had finished giving Brenda her exercise schedule for the week and was walking to his car only to stop dead when he saw the wheel clamp on the front tire. He groaned loudly, stomping over and ripping the ticket that was tucked to his windshield off, staring down at the hefty fine and the information that clamp removal services were only available until 5 p.m, which was long past, since Brenda was his last appointment of the day. Fuck. He closed his eyes, calculating the hole this would rip into his budget, and being thankful that he had a good enough clientele to charge quite a few per hour. Still, he now had to call himself a taxi to get home, and another one in the morning to get back here in order to pick up his car after paying the fine. Life was not being good to him that day. So much for a nice evening of relaxation. "Hey, you sure you don't want that ride?" When Jensen turned around, he was surprised to see Jared leaning against a car on the other side of the road. "How is it that my car is clamped and yours isn't?"
With an apologetic smile and a shrug, Jared pointed at the sign that Jensen was standing underneath. It was a no parking sign, and obviously that regulation only applied to this side of the road. Damn it. He sighed, resigning himself to his fate,
and crossing the street towards the other man. At least he wouldn't need a taxi. Thanks for waiting.
Jared shrugged again before getting into the car, which was thankfully not an old Volkswagen minibus, which would not be beyond Jared, judging by his new age looks, but a newer Ford. The car wouldn't have been too noticeable if it didn't have a custom paint job in all the colors of the rainbow.
Nice car. It fits you, he said, trying to keep a straight face and getting a wide grin from Jared.
Thanks. They pulled out and Jensen gave the other man his address. Not that he asked for it, but he needed to know where they were going, right?
Good thing we seem to live in the same end of town, Jensen commented, feeling the need to say something.
Jared just shrugged again and Jensen started to find that nearly as annoying as being stared at all the time.
When did you see that there was a clamp on my tire?
When I walked out of the house.
But you offered me the ride before you walked out.
Yes.
Jensen huffed out a laugh and leaned back in the seat.
Right. You're a fortune teller. I forgot. Jared's eyebrows raised, and he stared at Jensen for a long moment. The moment was drawn out so far that Jensen nearly snapped at him to look at the goddamn road before he killed them both.
I'm not a fortune teller. I'm a trained psychic. My mind is a very sophisticated tool.
It was nearly as scary that Jared could say something like that with a straight face. He actually seemed to believe that. And wasn't that just wrong?
Now.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. What did I do to deserve to be kidnapped and stuck in a storage room with a rambling lunatic?
Jared shot him a glare, eyebrows furrowing.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to concentrate.
Jared, there is no way in hell you are going to do anything just by staring at me.
Oh, really? And why are you so sure of that, Mr. Skeptic?
Obviously, Jared had given up his concentration in favor of their argument.
Because there's no such thing as psychic powers.
Ha! That's where you're wrong. Jensen was rather sure that he would have Jared's finger stabbing at him in a condescending fashion had the taller man's hands not been tied behind his back as well. My father knew a guy who could stop the heart of a goat just by staring at it.
Jensen was dumbfounded for a moment. Was this guy serious?
But Jared's angry features showed him that he really did believe that people could kill with their minds.
If that is true, don't you dare staring at my chest like that ever again!
30 hours earlier. Jensen sighed, giving the orderly who removed the clamp from his tire a tight smile. He'd had to postpone his 2 morning appointments in order to take care of the car, and his mood was really low. He had only grumbled a hello when half an hour earlier Jared had walked up to the house in a blindingly pink shirt over orange floral print shorts that had clashed so much that it just had to be on purpose. Obviously, the lady of the house had even more psychic consultations than Jensen had known of. It was only noon, but by the time his car was freed from its shackle of government suppression, okay, so that might be slightly dramatic, but he was just that annoyed. He already had a blooming headache of a dimension he'd last experienced before taking up yoga to get rid of the kink in his shoulders and stop the tension creases that had started forming on his forehead. His clients paid for a good-looking young guy to show them how to do the exercises they would try to avoid doing at all costs. Half of what he was paid for was to be drooled over after all, and getting premature worry lines was definitely not the way to stay in business. Sadly, he felt like no lotus seed could unravel the ball of pain that was forming between his eyebrows. He had paid the fine and waited at his car for a very long time, until the guy who had to unlock the wretched wheel clamp had shown up. Not that he minded the sun he got while waiting. But he had work to do and buttocks to tighten, and all in all, looking at his stuck car was just such a mood killer. When he finally watched the service guy drive off,
He couldn't even enjoy the knowledge that he had his wheels back. He grumbled to himself loud enough that he nearly hadn't heard the door slamming up at the house. He turned to see Jared speeding down the walkway, ignoring Jensen's loud, "Is everything all right?" as he fumbled with the batik-style linen bag he sometimes dragged around with himself and practically ran for the car.
"Jared?"
The rainbow-colored Ford pulled away from the curb, and Jensen felt half annoyed and half worried at being ignored. Obviously, Jared's latest psychic session had not gone too well, and Jensen sighed, shrugging and turning back to his own car. He froze when he saw something lying on the white stone of the expensive walkway of the villa. Jared's wallet. Now. Jared sighed, eyes narrowing, shaggy brown hair half obscuring his face. "No one likes a skeptic, Jensen."
"I'm not a skeptic. I'm a realist. So far, I have seen nothing that would prove to me that you and your staring can do anything but annoy the crap out of me."
"A real believer doesn't need proof." It was Jensen's turn to sigh, and he let his head fall back as he resigned himself to Jared's stubbornness. "But I'm not a real believer."
"Could you at least stop blocking every effort I make with your bad karma?"
His head snapped back up at Jared's words, glaring back at the taller man.
"Oh, so now your non-existent powers are my fault?"
"Oh, fuck you, Jared.
You're a real potty mouth."
"Maybe I am, but someone should tell you that it's not the 70s anymore.
And what is it with the clothes, anyway? Do you want to make people blind?"
The look of pure shock on Jared's face was very satisfying.
"What? At least my clothes are fun."
"Yeah? If cars break unexpectedly when you walk down the street, it might be because they mistake you for a traffic light." In a surge of energy, Jared's whole body jerked in the chair as he tried to hobble his bound body close enough to Jensen to kick him with his tied foot. In an astonishing struggle, he managed to get within reach, but he couldn't do much more than poke Jensen with his toes. Wow, now they were playing footsie too. 21 hours earlier. Jensen walked across the lawn towards the front door. He wasn't quite sure why he didn't just look Jared up in the phone book and call the guy to tell him that he had lost his wallet, instead of bringing it by personally after a long day of work. Jensen had pushed one of his morning clients in after the rest of his appointments because the lady had refused to miss tightening her buttocks because of his car problems. The result was a tired and grumbling Jensen who still drove quite a way past his own home to return the possessions of the psychic who had such a great connection with the powers that never were that he hadn't even noticed losing something important. It just made Jensen roll his eyes. He had never believed in spirits or whatnot, and probably would not have bothered that much if Jared wasn't just irresistible even with his horrible taste and weird profession. But who was Jensen to look down on anybody? He was a gay man who lived from wiggling his ass in front of lazy ladies and lusty luxury daughters to make sure they enjoyed themselves while trying to lose enough hip fat to fit into the latest slutty dress. Jared's home was a small townhouse with a slightly overgrown lawn and a not quite white anymore layer of the old paint. It wasn't flashy or mysterious, but seemed comfortable for one person. It wasn't as scarily colourful as Jensen had feared, although there was a rainbow painted on the garage door and the disgustingly kitschy pink flamingo standing on the lawn, erasing all doubts that Jensen had picked the wrong address of Jared's license. He sighed, shaking his head as he made a wider-than-necessary circle around the offending piece of decoration and jumped up the few shallow steps to the landing in front of the door, digging in his jacket pocket for the wallet he wanted to return, before even taking the time for knocking. He wondered if Jared already missed it. Jensen was pretty sure he would have if it had been his, and that he would have gone frantic by then, backtracking his steps of the day,
but somehow Jared seemed to be more of the disoriented type with a short attention span, and Jensen wouldn't be surprised if the tall man were misplacing his own stuff quite regularly. His hand closed around the wallet, but he hadn't even got it out when an arm came around him and a hand with a wet rag clamped down over his mouth and nose at the same moment. Instant panic shot through Jensen's body and he jerked away with his whole body, landing a sharp elbow in something soft enough to be a belly, which was probably true judging by the pain grown behind him. Jensen had learned enough taibo in his years on the job to be able to lay down some solid kicks and punches. Sadly, he didn't get the chance to even twist free fully when the stinging smell made his head twist and his vision fade. Now,
stop kicking me!
You started it! Jensen huffed out a sigh and shot his fellow captive a dirty look. Jared was pouting, and maybe under other circumstances it would have been cute. But they were in quite a bit of trouble right now, and Jensen felt his survival instinct pressing in and making him bitchy. He felt that he had every right to be, too.
If it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here.
It's not my fault they caught you. Of course, Jensen snapped. If you hadn't left your wallet lying on the goddamn street, I would never have shown up on your doorstep. You were on my doorstep. Jared's genuine surprise made Jensen falter in his bitching.
Yeah, why do you think I'm here?
Jared frowned for a moment with a serious thinking face before shrugging as well as his fixed arms allowed.
I thought you would know why we were here. So you don't know why we're here?
Jensen had no idea, and so far he had been sure that this was all about Jared, and the other man would know exactly what was going on. Jensen had refrained from asking because he figured the less he knew, the better were his chances to be cut loose by their captors. But if Jared knew nothing, they were screwed.
Bugger?
Bugger? That's all you have to say? What are you, some crazy British palm reader? Hey, I'm a professional.
Professional what exactly?
Psychic soldier. Jensen blinked once, twice. Then he started laughing. They were so screwed.
10 hours earlier. I think he's waking up. Call the boss, then.
Jensen didn't know how they knew. He had tried to feign sleep for what felt like hours, but could hardly set it into a certain time frame since he didn't dare open his eyes to look for a clock or even the state of daylight. For a while, he wasn't even sure if the man he had heard speaking earlier was still there. Obviously they were, and it seemed that the growing fear and tension was giving him away. It was not easy to keep his breathing deep and slow and his body relaxed when all he could hear in the quiet of the unknown room was the frantic beating of his own heart and his brain screaming in panic. To top that off, his position was damn uncomfortable. He'd woken up slumped over in a sitting position, head fallen forward, his neck muscles were screaming from the unwilling stretching, and his arms tied behind his back to the backrest of what felt like a plastic chair. It took all of his willpower not to jump upright when he heard rapping on what must be a wooden door.
Wake him up!
All resolve went out of the window when a stinging smell evaded his nostrils, and he jerked upright to see a man standing over him, in his hands what must be the source of the sharp smell.
"Who the hell is that?"
said a new, third voice. He couldn't see the person speaking, since they were behind his back, but he could tell their annoyance by the tightness in the voice alone.
"The guy you wanted us to pick up?
We caught him while he was walking into the house."
"You idiots! That's the wrong man!"
The fact that, obviously, the goons had been set to catch Jared did little to soothe Jensen's nerves, because he doubted they would just let him walk. Bloody hell. Now. Jensen, stop laughing! Jared pierced the other man with a look that was scolding, and maybe Jensen should feel uncomfortable contemplating the terrible fate of one doomed goat. But Jared was just incredible. Or at least the bullshit he spouted was. So Jensen kept snickering until he had to take a breathing break. The tall man had seemed to be a really nice guy when they'd met before. Too bad he was a lunatic. Thank you. Jensen shrugged at the less than serious thanks.
You have to admit it was hilarious.
I cannot say I agree. Rolling his eyes, Jensen went for the remnants of sanity the man still had to have somewhere inside that shaggy head of his.
Oh, come on, Jared. Psychic soldier. What's that even supposed to mean?
It means that my mind is a weapon.
Yeah, because that goes well. And don't you have to be part of an army to be a soldier?
Jensen hoped beyond belief that the guy was not part of some strange sect. Maybe this whole psychic act was a way of getting new members to sign up. It wasn't even the most ridiculous idea, and that was the sad truth. Jared frowned, looking uncomfortable for a moment before sighing.
All right, so maybe I'm not a soldier, but I did receive the standard government training.
Jensen blinked.
Are you serious? What government would give out money for something like that?
Ours. Well, they closed down the program in 1993, but my dad was in it, and he taught me all that he learned.
Jensen made a quick estimation and determined that Jared didn't even have chest hair when the ominous program was supposed to have closed, and he wondered if insanity ran in the family. He'd read about whole family trees sprouting with schizophrenia. Maybe Jared had just gotten a bad bunch of genes, topped off with a hallucinating parent. Poor kid. He probably couldn't even help it.
And what kinds of things did he teach you?
C-R-A-Z-Y. 3 hours earlier. Jensen couldn't remember ever staring at his own knees for such an extended period of time. Actually, he couldn't remember ever sitting in one spot for so long. The last time he went a day without training of any kind had been last year when he'd had the stomach flu, and even then the constant walking between the bed and the bathroom had been a lot more bodily exercise than he was getting from being tied to a chair. Frankly, he hated it. He was too big to sit comfortably, and his well-muscled arms and legs had cramped up from misuse and the forced position of his body. That didn't keep his body from tensing up when he heard the shuffling footsteps of several people outside the room. He hadn't seen his captors in quite a while. They seemed to be busying themselves trying to make up for their mistake of actually bringing in the wrong guy. Seriously, how could anybody mix him up with Jared?
The guy was a freaking Sasquatch, and even more unlike Jared, Jensen wasn't colorblind.
Jensen might feel insulted if he hadn't used up his emotional quota on fear, confusion, and anger already.
Ouch! He heard a male voice cursing close to the door. You know, I'm not a cow, so you don't have to poke me, so I'll keep walking.
His heart sank a little lower than it already was when the door was opened to reveal a staggering Jared with his arms cuffed behind his back and a black fabric bag pulled over his head. Even though his face was obscured, the identity of the man was blatantly clear. He was huge and walked a little insecurely on long legs and big feet, unable to see where they were leading him, and his pants were a terrible green and purple plaid, topped off with an orange polo shirt that just should be forbidden. Up to this moment, Jensen had thought this color was only allowed on safety vests or hazard signs. It took less than a minute of skirmishing until the newcomer was sitting down in a chair looking similarly uncomfortable to the way Jensen felt and bound to it, arms tied behind his back, before the handcuffs were removed. Obviously, the man didn't want to take any chances, and who could begrudge them that? Jared was a big guy after all. Last to go was the hood, and Jared blinked, disoriented for a minute as light flooded his eyes. By the time the blinking stopped and his vision seemed to clear, the men who had captured them both were already gone again. Jensen would bet they wanted to inform their boss immediately that they had fulfilled their task after all. Jensen? This time Jared's frantic blinking was that of disbelief. What are you doing here?
Seems like all the collateral damage, dumbass.
Why couldn't Jared have come home before Jensen came stumbling across his yard? If the guy had to mess with the wrong people, he should at least leave innocent bystanders out of it.
Sorry. I guess that sucks, huh?
The glare that Jensen shot the man was filled with the flames of purgatory. I don't know how long I have been sitting here, Jared, but these guys aren't really gracious about potty breaks, so I hope you didn't have a double latte for breakfast. Or maybe I do, so I can watch you suffer.
Okay, he was angry, and maybe Jared didn't deserve to feel his wrath, but deciding between being killed by his bladder exploding or being humiliated by someone watching him pee, because he might build a gun out of paper towels or something, really made Jensen cranky.
Now, that information is classified, Jared deadpanned in his annoyingly serious way. So the story about the dead goat is a matter of national security. Maybe Jensen was making fun of Jared. Maybe. Just a little.
You're making fun of me!
The not amused look on the psychic's face made Jensen grin in response.
Maybe a little.
But I'm glad you at least noticed that.
You think you're funny, huh?
Right now, I think I'm the most hilarious hostage to have ever lived.
Jensen had to admit that it probably wasn't even that funny, but he felt a weird sense of hysteria triggered by adrenaline, fear, and a helping portion of desperate anger. Cracking jokes and teasing Jared was extremely relaxing and did wonders to keep the petrifying horror at bay.
This is not the time for jokes, Jensen,
Jared said with a sigh that seemed way too mature for Mr. Crazy Pants and had the other men sobering up enough to make the edge of panic rush back in full force.
I know, but it's either that or having a nervous breakdown, so humor me, okay?
Honesty was sometimes a lot stronger than any crap Jensen might come up with on the fly. For a moment, it seemed like Jared was about to argue, but he closed his mouth again, without saying a word, cocking his head to the side thoughtfully, scrutinizing eyes fixed on Jensen. When he seemed to find what he was looking for, he nodded slowly.
All right. I'm gonna get you out of here.
How?
There was nothing Jensen wanted to believe more, but so far, Jared had been all words and no action.
Trust me?
Maybe it was supposed to be reassuring, but it sounded too much like a question to really do anything like that. So instead of affirming Jared's question, Jensen only stared at him mutely. Ever since the nagging had stopped, a slow ache had grabbed his stomach, and he felt like puking. Sadly, Jared wasn't helping. At least the guy seemed to notice that.
Look, I'm sorry you got dragged into this, and I really understand if you want to strangle me right now, but I have experience with this kind of thing, so just stick with me, okay?
What kind of experience can you possibly have?
As soon as the question left his mouth, Jensen wished he hadn't asked, because he probably did not like any answer that would come. Jared gave him an apologetic smile.
I have an uncanny talent for pissing people off.
The sad thing was that Jensen could very much believe that, but wasn't this whole kidnapping thing a little extreme for someone who didn't like Jared's front yard flamingo?
So how often have you been tied to a chair, huh?
Only twice. 3 times, if you count today. That is, of course, not counting the kinkier things my second boyfriend made me do during college. He really was a nasty one. Okay, so Jensen hadn't expected Jared to have experience in this specific situation, but his surprise was immediately trumped by the utter disbelief at Jared's TMI. In any other situation, Jensen would probably have been too turned on to speak for the next half an hour by the mental image alone. Sadly, adrenaline and a full bladder do little to heighten the libido.
You did...
Jensen was stammering quite pathetically for a second or two, until he managed to drag in a lungful of air to calm his over-firing nerves and steer away from the deep waters of Jared's kinky sex life. Funny enough, the thought that brought Jensen's head back into the game was that this made it clear that Jared was gay, which Jensen pretty much expected since the guy wasn't afraid of the most queeny colours, but then his lack of taste had left a question mark nonetheless. Obviously, the instinct of not completely embarrassing himself in front of a hot guy kicked in somewhere along the line, and he swallowed hard before redirecting his butchered sentence.
You might want to polish your people skills.
Oh, I don't think it's about my people skills more than all the other skills I have, Jared provided with a lopsided shrug. Jensen would have liked to differ, but it was obvious that Jared was blessedly oblivious about just how excruciating talking to him could be. When the door swung open with a gust of fresh air and the creaking of rusted hinges, because this place was run down to a degree where creaky hinges actually might be considered a good thing, any answer was left unsaid. Instead, they both turned, wide-eyed, towards the man entering the room. Well, actually, Jared did, while Jensen still didn't have eyes in the back of his head, and his stiff neck only went far enough to see the guy's shadow on the wall to his right. "Do I know you?" Jensen's head snapped back to the front at Jared's puzzled voice. The tall man's face was scrunched up in concentration as though he was trying to remember something. "I'm sorry, but usually I know the people who tied me up. Did we meet?"
"No."
One word was enough to ensure Jensen who it was. The boss. Obviously, the leader of this kidnapping affair had finally found the time to grace them with his presence. It was half relieving to end the unbearable wait, but also half frightening. Okay, so it was entirely frightening, but so was the uncertainty of waiting.
"But you know my wife."
"I didn't sleep with her, I swear. I'm gay, maybe if you had a son or something," Jared said with a lot more serenity than Jensen thought appropriate, and this guy seriously still thought that it wasn't his awful people skills that might get him killed.
"Jared, you might want to shut up any time soon."
"Why? You said you don't know what's going on here. One of us has to find out. And since I can't remember pissing this guy off, and I really didn't sleep with his wife..."
"That's enough, Mr. Padalecki."
Obviously, Jensen wasn't the only person who could get really annoyed with Jared's habit of talking too much and not at all editing what he was saying before doing so.
"Dude, you really need a brain-to-mouth filter,"
Jensen said before he was able to bite his tongue. "So did the pot just call the kettle black?"
"Hey, at least I didn't call him an... ouch!"
For the first time in what felt like a day, Jensen was glad that Jared had scuffled into kicking distance.
"What was that for?" "I don't know. Maybe if you would stop talking, we'd find out."
A few steps behind him made Jensen's mouth close with a snap. "Take your own advice." Swallowing tightly, Jensen nodded, deciding that silence might be the best course of action after all. He shouldn't forget that they were the ones tied to a chair. This man probably was offended enough to take such measures, and he doubted that they would be able to dispose there by their ranting.
"Mr. Padalecki, I am neither a very patient nor a very forgiving man. My wife always had her little hobbies, and I let her indulge in them, but enough is enough. You are stealing from me, and I will not tolerate that."
Jared's mouth fell open in a nearly comical manner that showed utter shock, and combined with his narrowed eyes, he seemed very offended.
"I am not a thief!"
"No, you're a con artist, and I can appreciate the art of it. But it doesn't change the fact that you are skimming from me. My wife might believe this whole psychic bullshit. I don't."
"Well, talk to her then,"
Jared had enough anger in him to roll his eyes like a stubborn brat, which he probably was, like he was not currently caught in a situation completely out of his control. Sue does not take well to being patronized, so I decided to talk to you instead. When the psychic started laughing, Jensen really wished he was untied so he could just insert his foot in the guy's mouth. One could dream, right? You know that I have a cell phone. I even make appointments on demand. There was really no need to go all possessive on my ass. Another kick had Jared grunting with pain as he shot his fellow prisoner an annoyed look.
What do you want?
This was asked by Jensen because somehow he could just see this bitching going on for hours without leading anywhere, and all he wanted was to get out of here, alive and unharmed if possible. Jared really wasn't helping any of those points. I want Mr. Padalecki here to back off. Actually, I want him to tell my wife that he's a fraud, and that he has been playing her all along, and I want my money back.
Then you let us go?
Jensen tried to close the deal at the same time as Jared said, Seriously? Sue pays me very badly already. She really drives a hard bargain, you know. The voice of their captor rose, and Jensen got the first glimpse of the man as he stepped out of his blind spot. He was in his 40s, with an expensive suit, but quite ordinary physical features.
This is not about the money. You are playing her, and I want this to end.
I am not playing anyone. I am a professional.
A professional con man.
A professional psychic. Jensen couldn't help it. He started laughing so hard at the ridiculous situation he had been caught in that tears started streaming down his face. This was just too much. Too much tension, too much fear, and too much crazy talk. Were these people for real?
Is he crazy?
No, that's the bad karma you're sending off in waves. Jared made a weird gesture, moving his foot up and down Jensen's leg in what might be the tied-up version of a reassuring pat on the shoulder. Jensen just couldn't stop. Couldn't make his diaphragm stop from cramping and choked, high-pitched giggles. His head turned an alarming shade of red, and he gasped hasty breaths in between the loud laughter. But they didn't suffice. His chest hurt, and his eyes teared. And he was still laughing, couldn't stop.
You know that if he has a heart attack or dies of asphyxiation, you'll have a murder charge on your hands.
Jared sounded angry, distressed even.
Jensen? Jensen, stop. Jensen, you need to breathe. Stop laughing.
Jensen took one deep, wheezing breath, but couldn't help bursting out into another fit of hysteric laughter that mainly consisted of his body shaking a small, high-pitched wheeze, bubbling from his throat while he slowly turned purple.
Make it stop!
I can't! How am I supposed to do that, tied to a chair? The hysteria that had made his head swim and his body laugh uncontrollably started crumbling, and panic swirled through him as his lungs burned, and he couldn't seem to fill them with air as he gasped and coughed.
This is your fault! You brought us here and spread your bad energies! But they will come back to you! I'll make sure karma will take a bite out of you before the day's over.
Jared's voice was menacing, but turned worried and soft the moment he turned his words back to Jensen.
Jensen? Jensen, you're hyperventilating. You're breathing too much. Jensen!
1 hour earlier.
We have to get out of here. Okay, I'll tell them I need to use the bathroom again, and then... Are you suicidal? Jared, I am tied to a fucking chair. I've been kidnapped, drugged, and humiliated. I've sat here for hours and my body aches like a bitch from being stuck in one position for ages. I'm tired and I'm scared, and the chance that they will let us go after all this is slim to zero. So no, I'm not suicidal. On the contrary, I'm sick of sitting around waiting for someone to off me now that they have you.
Jensen's green eyes bored into Jared with a flinty stare. He meant every word he said,
and Jared could either help or stay the fuck out of his way.
I'm sorry, I can see that you're not handling this well, and I apologize for getting you into trouble.
Jared's face was apologetic and a little sheepish, and Jensen wanted to scream with frustration as the man suddenly nodded, squinting his eyes at Jensen's bonds.
I get you out, Jensen. You'll see.
You're crazy! You call this trouble? This is a nightmare!
There wasn't much heat in his words, and he slumped in his chair as a headache started creeping up on him. If Jared gave him an aneurysm with his staring, that would at least screw up the man's karma real good.
Now.
A loud squeaking sound made Jensen jerk awake with a startled expression and a tight feeling behind his eyes, where a headache was fiercely demanding his attention. He blinked to see Jared still situated in the same chair as before, tight and tall, but with a frown that creased his forehead.
What was that?
Jensen blinked, trying to get rid of the buzz in his ears since his hands were still tied to the chair.
God damn it, he couldn't even scratch his own nose.
So he blinked, aware that the connection he tried to create between the movement of his eyes and that of his eardrums was imaginary at best. But so far he had failed to find the muscle that would blink his ears for him. Jared's eyes snapped to him, and the frown dissolved a little as the narrowed eyes softened.
Jensen, are you okay?
Jensen shrugged his shoulders awkwardly due to his lower arms being fixed to the armrests of his seat.
I guess I must have blacked out. What was that noise?
The taller man nodded with a small, relieved smile at Jensen's reassurance. Then his eyes flickered to the floor behind Jensen.
Just a dead rat.
Didn't sound so dead.
Well, it is now.
The tired smile Jared gave him was awfully creepy. 45 minutes earlier. A squeaking sound made Jensen look around, blinking confused eyes owlishly.
What?
Just a rat.
I hate rats. Jared was staring at something moving across the floor behind Jensen with narrowed eyes.
Shouldn't you love all of God's creation or something?
He licked his lips, wondering when he had last gotten something to drink, and hating the parched feeling in his mouth and throat.
Who am I, Gandhi? I'm not without faults, and rats are nasty little monsters with way too sharp teeth, tagging diseases all along like nobody's business.
Jared shuddered, and the sound of little rodent feet shuffling along the wall somewhere behind Jensen had him screw up his nose. He, too, didn't like rats.
Hey! God! God!
Jared's shout sounded a lot like a bad prison movie, but after a minute, the door opened, and one of the men who had kidnapped them came in.
What?
He seemed decidedly grumpy, maybe imagining having to stand guard while Jared went to the bathroom.
Can you get rid of that rat, please? It seemed to be just the type for pest control.
Jensen groaned, closing his eyes and trying not to watch the angry expression on the goon's face. The man only snorted before turning around and leaving, chuckling under his breath as the door closed behind him once more.
Do you think they'd have the decency to comply with that simple request? No, I have to do everything myself.
With a frustrated huff, Jared started staring at the rat. No wonder the whole world seemed to hate Jared Padalecki.
Now.
Guard!
Jared really had the whole frustrated prisoner act down pat, and Jensen wondered once more about how one could blink their ears as the man's voice boomed through the large room repeatedly.
Hey! Guard!
Jared, I already have a headache, so unless you are about to wet your pants, I'd appreciate just one moment, Jen.
Hey! God!
Jensen cringed at the boom of Jared's voice, only marginally wondering when Mr. Happy-Go-Crazy had turned into a screaming lunatic. Maybe it was around the time he started calling Jensen by a nickname.
What now?
This time, both the goons who had dragged Jared in just a few hours ago came in seemingly pissed at being summoned like some kind of secretary.
Hey, can you get rid of that, please? I think it's making Jensen sick. Jared's floppy hair fell into his eyes as he jerked his head in the general direction of the space behind Jensen's chair.
What the?
The goon's eyes seemed to become wider and he stalked past Jensen with heavy steps.
How the hell did that happen?
I told you I'd take care of it myself if you wouldn't. The grin on Jared's face was that of a cat who ate the canary, or the psychic who ganked the rat, crazy as it sounded. Jensen looked up, regarding the high, dusty ceiling of the room with narrowed eyes. Either pigs would start flying soon, or Jared was the greatest con man of all times. There were many things that could kill a rat. Age, cats, traps with rat poison. All of those were legitimate possibilities, and none of those came down to the power of Jared's mind. Maybe Jensen was going crazy, but he would not voice any of those thoughts. If Jared freaked them out enough, maybe they would just let them go. The two goons were standing somewhere behind Jensen's back as he made the decision, smiling at Jared with a wink that made the man frown. Maybe Jared was the best con man ever, but Jensen had come to this city when he was 18 to become an actor, and although he'd failed spectacularly at the endeavor, he still knew a few tricks.
Hey!
He jerked his arms, making the bonds bite into his wrists.
Hey, please get me out of here. You can tie me up in the bathroom anywhere, really. This guy is creepy. He ganked that rat just by staring at it. His mind is a fucking weapon. He looked at me, and I'm freaked. You saw what happened earlier. He nearly killed me already. Get me the fuck out of here.
Don't listen to him. He's just intimidated by my power. It happens, especially when people are close to me for a long period of time. But I would never hurt him. He's just an innocent bystander after all. Jared's reassuring smile seemed to do just the opposite to the two men who rounded Jensen to look at both of them.
What are you talking about? It's just a dead rat.
The wavering in the man's voice nearly made Jensen grin.
Yeah, sure, but it's dead. Animals don't drop dead without any reason. Do you want to tell me that this is a coincidence?
Jensen's eyes were wide and he fueled the panicked expression with all the fear of the last day or so.
He's a fucking psychic soldier! He even admitted it!
Jensen! Jared huffed out an annoyed breath.
I never thought you'd rat me out like that. I'm not a rat! I swear!
Jensen knew that hyperventilation so closely after he had fallen conscious was a stupid idea, but that's what method acting was made of. And he tried to push his chair away from Jared with small scrapes, facilitated by jerking his whole body backwards. As the chair tipped over, all he could do was pull his head in to stop it from smacking the floor on impact. He cried out as one elbow connected hard before the back of the chair followed. The things one notices when lying at floor level are astounding. For a moment he saw only boots, and he noted that the one goon better tie up his shoelaces soon, because Jensen's mom always told him that he could break his neck by such carelessness. It was highly uncomfortable and disorienting to lie there on his back, still tied to the chair by all four limbs, and thankfully the goons just swore dirtily before picking him back up. Jensen only picked up his random pleas until one of the men backhanded him to the right cheek, his head snapped sidewards, and he went silent immediately as the guy shouted at him, "Shut up!"
I think this one might have gone crazy, Joe. Fuck, and I thought the other one was the head case.
Half an hour earlier.
I get why people hate you, Jared. You might just be the most annoying bastard I ever met.
Jared shrugged, eyes tracing something behind Jensen that might be the elusive cat, or maybe just a dust bunny carried around by the draft that came through the space under the door. Don't hate me because I'm pretty. No, wait. It's your line. Jared grinned at him, hazel eyes finally focusing on Jensen.
Very funny, Sasquatch.
He could feel the small blush that crept up his neck. Jared just shrugged, looking at his knees, suddenly not so cocky anymore. I guess asking you out is off the table now, eh?
You...
Jensen blinked at the sudden turn of the conversation, frowning as he tried to find out if Jared was serious.
Why would you want to do that?
The "God, you're as stupid as you're pretty" look Jared gave him relegated the psychic back to his annoying self. Because you're hot. I've been trying to come up with a good pickup line ever since I saw you do that yoga thing that should be totally impossible without snapping your spine like a dry twig. That was damn hard.
Yeah, it's been said. Half of the time I think they hire me to watch me rather than learn how to do it themselves.
That's probably exactly what they're doing. The sleazy grin Jared sent his way made Jensen shake his head in amusement.
Yeah, so you like that, eh?
I did. Too bad I had to ruin your impression of me by getting you kidnapped. The sad shrug Jared gave him, together with those damn puppy eyes under that stupid floppy hair, made Jensen curse himself for being so easy. Only he could fall for the kicked puppy act when the person pulling it off was about the size of a grizzly bear.
Tell you something, Jared. If you manage to get us out of here alive and unharmed, I'll let you take me on a date.
It was a nice thought, something to hold on to until things went to shit and they died the way he had started to accept they would. Because who would ever get out of this mess with all parts still attached to their assigned spots anyway?
Seriously?
The smile that spread over Jared's face was worth the charade.
You said you'd get us out, right? If you do, the least I can do is to let you buy me dinner.
Cool. Jared grinned back at him with that beaming smile that nearly made Jensen forget that they were both tied to goddamn chairs because of the dimples on his face and the sparkle in those hazel eyes. When Jared went back to staring at the rat, it seemed to be with new energy.
Now. Boss, something is seriously wrong with these two. Maybe he's really psychic.
Jared chuckled as one of the guards looked at him, apparently highly uncomfortable. Jensen could see the man take a step back at Jared's misplaced amusement.
I told you I'm not a con man.
Oh, come on. It's just that rat. The second guard, Joe, sounded like he had a hard time persuading himself.
Dude, I thought it was an act too, but I'm telling you, he's the real deal and it's scary as hell. I think he's fucking with my mind.
Jensen fixed each of the three men with a pleading look that made them frown uncomfortably.
There's no such thing as a psychic.
If you say so. Remind him of that when the pain stops again. Jensen had no idea what Jared was talking about, and neither did their three captors.
Are you threatening me?
The leader of the three looked at Jared with narrowed eyes and was met by a small, careless smile.
Nope. Not you.
Jensen could feel his pulse speed up as things started getting difficult. This could go really bad if the captors were really the murdering types. They seemed in over their heads, and Jensen hardly dared hope that maybe they had gone into this like headless chickens and never really planned on killing anyone. It was a small hope, but a hope nonetheless. The guard who seemed most freaked out at Jared's suppressed powers backed away, walking past Jensen's chair. He didn't know where the impulse came from or why he suddenly decided to swing his foot sideways as far as he could and put as much weight on it as possible, and he couldn't really tell if he even aimed right or if it was a coincidence. But the guy suddenly stumbled as his still untied shoelaces caught on something. And he tumbled forward, face first, hitting the ground with a loud smack and a grunt of pain. Jensen withdrew his foot quickly, just in case it really was his doing. The grin that spread over his face at the painful groan was mirrored by Jared's. 5 minutes earlier.
Jared!
Jensen was whispering, looking sideways to see that they were truly alone.
Jared! I think that backwards tumble has loosened the knots on my ties. I think I can get free.
His eyes were wide at the fear of being caught with his bonds loose and adrenaline at the thought of escape. His cheeks still stung from that slap, but the pain only made his determination grow. You seriously give me too much credit, Jensen. Jared's smirk would have made Jensen roll his eyes, but he was too busy.
Yeah, whatever. Just give me one more minute and I might...
He fidgeted with the bonds for what might have been a little more than that when the door opened and the three men holding them captive walked in.
Now.
The man on the ground groaned, rubbing his head where it had bumped against something Jensen couldn't see at the angle he had set up. Jensen grinned with satisfaction. That one was for slapping him.
Sure, what way you're going, right?
But then he did warn you, didn't he? The man's eyes went wide, focusing on Jared, who just shrugged before turning to the boss of the two goons. I think this is where you need to remind him that there is no such thing as a psychic. But you have to admit, there was a lot of bad karma going around today.
That's it. I'm out of here. I'm not gonna get killed for this.
The man on the ground scrambled to his feet and bolted, ignoring the shouting of the second goon telling him to stop being a chicken. The door banged behind him as he ran out, and suddenly there was one last figure looming over the two captives.
Wow, he's quick on his feet for such a bulky guy.
Jared grinned at the two men that were left.
What the fuck did you do?
The guy in the suit who had organized this whole mess of a kidnapping looked at Jared with wide eyes that showed that even though he surely didn't believe in anything paranormal, some things really weirded him out. Jensen couldn't begrudge him. This was probably the weirdest, scariest day of his life.
Me?
I told you my mind is a weapon. You had a fair warning, you know.
This is ridiculous. You're mad. That was just a coincidence.
Like the rat, eh? Jared interjected with a serious look. What do they say? Once is happenstance, twice is circumstance.
You can't pull another one like that. You're out of luck.
The man seemed to persuade himself into believing it while speaking. Jared seemed to enjoy this quite profoundly. Even Jensen had to admit that it was rather hilarious for them, both kidnapped and restrained, to have put the fear of God, or Vishnu, or Buddha, or whatever it was Jared seemed to worship, into their abductors. You think? Jared's smirk made Jensen cackle madly, making the leader of the two step back carefully. What's three times, Jensen?
Enemy action.
He didn't try to talk himself out of it, didn't wonder if maybe he was getting himself killed right then and there, but just went with it. Jensen pulled his arms out of the loosened bonds. Nobody seemed to have noticed that they had hung only loosely around his arms. One rapid jab with the fist, and thank you, Tae Bo, conditional boxing and any other fitness adaptation of martial arts, hit the remaining goon straight in the groin, making him howl with pain and go down on his knees. The second blow was a left hook that smacked against the man's jaw as soon as his face was on level with Jensen's sitting form. The man's head snapped backwards, and he crumpled to the floor out cold.
What the? Oh my God!
It was apparent that Mr. Suit was not trained in any kind of confrontation that did not involve half a dozen lawyers and a lot of talking, since he was scrambling backwards with wide eyes, while Jensen just bent down to quickly tuck loose those knots on the rope that still held his feet to the chair. Jared was laughing, still completely restrained in his seat. He turned his head to the freaked-out man with a grin.
Boo!
It was enough to have the kidnapper fall over backwards when his heels hit a low crate that was standing behind him. Jensen got up, advancing on the man lying on the floor. A startled cry emerged from his mouth as he saw the full 6 feet of well-trained muscle come for him, and he raised his hands protectively in front of his face. Jensen grabbed the man by both wrists and hauled him up, dragging him towards the chair he had just vacated. He dumped Mr. Suit into the chair and tied his hands to the armrests. The guy didn't even really struggle, too stunned by the sudden turn of things, and probably too scared to catch some mean hits himself. When Jensen was done, he just stood there for a moment, letting his brain process what he had just done. Dear God, he had just knocked out a criminal and abducted his abductor. He could feel his breath come faster at the realization. But Jared's sudden voice snapped him out of it. Jensen?
Hey, Jen!
Let me loose, please. Jensen's eyes snapped back, and he saw Jared look at him with wide puppy eyes.
Sure.
He dropped to his knees, fumbling the knots open first around his wrists and then his ankles, throwing wary looks at the unconscious goon. As the adrenaline wore down a little, he could feel his muscles cramping from sitting in the chair for too long, joints creaking at every move. This would hurt like a bitch later. He watched Jared get up gingerly, noting that the man was probably pretty stiff-necked too by then. He had nearly forgotten how tall the guy was.
Thanks, Jen. Those were some pretty impressive moves you had there.
Jensen knew that he blushed at the compliment, but he really didn't care for much right now except getting the hell away from his captors.
Come on, Jared.
He took a step towards the door, but Jared just caught his wrist in a loose grip. Not yet. The taller man turned to the tight guy in the chair, cocking his head sideways in a canine manner that made him look quite peculiar considering the madly colorful clothes he was wearing. The man in the chair looked at him with wide eyes, swallowing.
You're crazy. Stop staring at me. I don't want to die, please.
Looked like Mr. Soon had been converted. He obviously believed in Jared's psychic abilities, and Jensen would not dream of correcting him.
I don't want to hurt you. Actually, there are two ways this can go down. Either we tie your friend here up like a piece of cattle and call the cops on your ass. Or you will agree to forget who we are in exchange for a certain compensation for our inconvenience at being kidnapped. And because I'm feeling gracious, I'll not work for your wife ever again. She's a terrible shrew anyway.
Jensen frowned. He felt a little uncomfortable about not calling the cops, but then again Mr. Soot probably had the money to pay for a great lawyer, and things didn't really look all that clear since it wasn't them tied to those chairs anymore. A little voice in the back of his head wondered how much effort it would be for a high-profile lawyer to make it look like Jensen and Jared were the actual kidnappers here. The thought made him twitchy. He really wasn't jail material.
You won't call the cops?
Not if you're willing to pay a small fee for our silence. We aren't greedy, you know? Or are we, Jensen? Jared looked at him with mirth in his eyes. Jensen bit down a smile.
No, I just want this to be over and be able to pay for the shrink I might need for that PTSD thing people are always talking about.
Fine, I write you a check, both of you.
2 hours later.
This was the weirdest day of my life.
Jensen pushed his hands deep into his pockets, shaking his head. They had gone to the bank to cash in their checks, and Jensen was still wide-eyed at the killing he had just made by getting kidnapped. He was astonished by the fact that he hadn't completely freaked out yet, but was pretty sure that when what they had done would sink in and finally feel real, he would be crawling up the walls in no time. It just didn't seem real yet.
I think we just turned criminal. Wasn't that blackmail?
Well, is it blackmail when you are graciously accepting compensation for being kidnapped?
I don't know, is it?
Jared just shrugged. They were walking to Jared's house where Jensen's car should still be standing. It had been awkward sitting on a bus together after all they had just been through in the last hours. Just looking around at the people sitting and standing there who had no idea about any of this.
So, what will you do with the money, Jared?
Jensen himself had no idea. He would probably put most of it away for bad days. He wasn't a wasteful spender, really. Invite you to dinner. Jared was grinning at him, bumping their shoulders together lightly. You owe me a date, remember?
I said I'd let you buy me dinner if you got us out of there. As far as I remember, I'm the hero of the day.
You helped.
Jensen chuckled, shaking his head at Jared's absolute belief in his psychic abilities or the sheer tenacity to stick with the story. That money is good for a lot of dinners, though. You got any other plans?
Who says that inviting you to dinner is a bad plan?
Jared winked at him as they crossed the street towards his house. The laugh that bubbled out of Jensen was highly amused at Jared's frankness.
What makes you think that I go for a repeat performance?
I can promise that you won't get bored with me. Jared's dimpled grin was nearly contagious, and for a second, Jensen wondered if there was something like Stockholm syndrome towards another hostage. Come in for a drink? Jensen's parched throat was the main reason he agreed without a fight. He would evaluate all other reasons later.
So, by not getting bored, do you mean I could get kidnapped again?
Jared opened the door, letting Jensen get inside. He showed him to the kitchen table. It was painted neon pink with orange and yellow retro plastic chairs, and Jensen wondered if Jared did this type of thing on purpose, or if he, indeed, was simply blind. Jared opened the fridge, pulling out cold beverages before setting them down in front of Jensen along with a fresh glass. If you are, I promise I'll save you again, okay? Jensen snorted, shaking his head at the other man, wondering how much of it was just banter. He took a long drink of cold water right from the bottle, ignoring the glass for the time being while looking out at Jared's lawn and that atrocious flamingo standing on the grass.
You know, Jared, I didn't think I could ever go for something as kitschy as a lawn flamingo.
Well, it's not my fault. I think he likes the karma.
Huh?
A good helping of water spluttered back out of Jensen's mouth as the dreadful pink flamingo moved, switching legs to stand on the other for a while, ruffling its feathers for a moment before going completely still once more. Jared had the decency to only laugh as he grabbed a tea towel to wipe the water off Jensen's chin, not berating him about spilling it all over the kitchen table. Jensen blinked owlishly as he looked into Jared's face with a mix of wonder and exasperation.
Dear God, will the surprises ever end with you?
Never. And that was all the warning he got as Jared leaned in and kissed him within an inch of his life. The end.